So, you pressed play. Well, I guess that's a good thing. Well, this is Into the Podverse, and my name is Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. If you want to know more about the show, please check out the trailers. I have about 3 of them, and my favorite is the one with my son, so you'll find out what it is I talk about. But if you're just curious, then keep listening.
This episode uncovers diverse stories from the global podcasting scene. From a middle school podcast to insights from podcast pioneers, it explores community connections. It ends by spotlighting Nigeria's growing podcast culture and the opportunities it brings for creators.
I'm pretty sure it's Tech-Dilla.
Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse.
Apostle Joshua Selman's massive presence on Spotify in Nigeria for 2023 was quite a revelation. Focused on deepening intimacy with the Holy Spirit, Selman's teachings, presented in different podcast styles, have really struck a chord with Nigerian listeners. What's interesting is that these podcasts also reflect what engages younger people today. It's noteworthy that they attract Gen Zs and millennials who crave honest talks about spirituality. The top 10 list covers various themes from spirituality to real-life issues and trending topics. Podfest Malawi, held in October 2023, celebrated a triumphant inaugural event dedicated to content creation, particularly podcasting. The occasion, hailed as a resounding success, featured engaging discussions highlighting industry opportunities and challenges. Esteemed guests like Dr. Elias Zulu, alongside personalities Q Malawesi, Kelvin Before Gumbi, Dennis Iman, and Alessandra, illuminated pathways for content creators. Mesmerizing performances by Praise Umali, Ray, The Yah, Takrima Chikwatu, and Maya captivated the audience. The event's success was buoyed by unwavering support from outstanding partners such as Umozi Park, 21st Generation, Youth Inspire Initiative, Texel Solutions MW, Moyaya Marketing, and Arcane Creations. AfriPod's Global Spotlight highlighted the event's significance on a broader scale. Organizers expressed heartfelt thanks to all participants, eagerly anticipating future live podcasting magic. Raoul Yekeda is a driving force in Tunisia's budding podcast scene. As a co-founder of Tunisia Podcasts, she's committed to showcasing local voices and themes that resonate with Tunisian audiences. Her focus on building a community through podcasts reflects the changing media habits of tech-savvy, educated youth in Tunisia. The upcoming Tunisia Podcast Festival is a major milestone, not just locally, but also in the broader Maghreb region, fostering connections and offering training in this growing field. Keda's insights into language preferences favoring English and the Tunisian Arabic dialect over French in podcasts hint at a larger cultural change. This mirrors a global trend where younger generations seek content that feels more relatable to their local context, moving away from traditional language norms. Despite the growth, Keda recognizes the challenges of integrating podcasts into Tunisians' daily lives. Overcoming these hurdles is crucial in establishing podcasts as a cornerstone of Tunisia's media landscape. There's this story about Dan Jennings, a former radio presenter turned project manager who chased after an interview with his music idol Paul Weller for his podcast, Desperately Seeking Paul. After nearly 180 episodes over 3 years and with humble beginnings, he unexpectedly met Weller in the bar under the Guardian's offices. The chance encounter led to Weller acknowledging the podcast and eventually agreeing to be on the final episode. Jennings' dedication to exploring Weller's music, life, and influences gained a big following. hitting the top charts on platforms like Apple and Spotify. His podcast interviewed Weller's close associates, offering deeper insights into the musician's journey. The lesson: if you're into podcasting, here it is. Consistently creating niche content fueled by real passion, networking, and adaptability can truly open doors. Make sure to jot this down. A group of passionate 12-year-olds from a U.S. middle school epitomizes the dedication and impact of opportunity. With support from an education foundation, Ben, Brady, Ethan, and Gunner launched Marlin Monthly, a podcast driven by their genuine interests. They explore various topics like sports, surfing, movies, and music, expressing enthusiasm and creativity. Michelle Parker, their teacher, admires their strong work ethic and dedication. It's inspiring to see their commitment not only in class, but also in their spare time. They're not just mastering equipment and audio editing, they're building confidence, refining their public speaking abilities, and getting ready for future professions. This initiative showcases students' motivation and emphasizes the role of educational institutions in nurturing creativity and innovation. It demonstrates the importance of offering opportunities beyond traditional learning, allowing students to pursue their interests and build essential skills. Meet Carl Javier, the mind behind Puma Podcast. We're shaping podcast success by valuing community connections above all. His diverse background led him to realize a fundamental truth: podcasts thrive on meaningful engagement. Carl's journey from writing to bartending eventually landed him at Puma Podcast M, where he discovered that podcast success isn't just about content, it's about fostering real connections. Initially hesitant, he learned that audiences crave interaction beyond just listening. A Puma Podcast, it's about sparking conversations. They've dug deep into audience preferences, creating safe spaces during critical times like elections, where listeners shared hopes and fears. Carl believes these connections are not only fulfilling, but also attract sponsors seeking engaged demographics, ensuring the podcast's sustainability. The engagement methods vary, of course, from unique social media content to real-life meetups. And it's not just about connecting with podcasters, but also fostering bonds among listeners themselves. Carl's vision extends beyond episodes. It's about using podcasts to spark positive societal changes. By authentically engaging audiences, he believes podcasts can unite and inform communities, transcending algorithm-driven content. In essence, Carl's journey with Puma Podcast showcases the incredible impact of authentic community connections in podcasting. The Castro Podcast app has been a favorite among iOS users for years, known for its clean interface and unique features. However, recent troubles, particularly with its cloud database, have put its future in jeopardy. It's not the first challenge for Castro, though. We changed ownership in 2018, and that in itself brought some uncertainty. Now, facing a broken database and potential shutdown, it reflects the struggles smaller apps face against industry giants like Apple and Spotify. Despite offering distinct qualities, these smaller apps find it hard to compete for user loyalty. If Castro fades away, it will signal a loss not just for its users, but also for the diverse landscape of podcast apps, where unique offerings often face an uphill battle against more established defaults. Award-winning podcast producer Jessica Alpert recently interviewed Eric Lance, host of the Turning series, shedding light on the intricate world of podcast production. Erica explains that her job involves finding interesting people, recording and editing their stories, solving problems, and helping the people she interviews to tell their stories in an engaging way. She also mentions that making a podcast involves a lot of creativity, learning new things, and always trying to make the stories better for the listeners. She shares that her favorite parts of the job are the exciting moments during interviews when she's polished the final touches of a podcast, making it perfect for people to listen to. Erica's advice for others who want to make podcasts is to focus on the most interesting parts of the story, even assuming that people might not initially be interested in the topic. This way, you can capture the attention of both curious and already interested listeners. Spotify Wrapped is back, shedding light on music habits and podcast impact. For podcasters, this is a chance to see how your shows resonate with audiences. Making someone's top list acknowledges your podcast's influence and could attract new dedicated listeners and opportunities. Spotify's 2023 podcast trends highlight podcasts as a significant cultural talk point. They're like storytelling with friends, capturing our feelings about current events. Selecting podcasts that sum up the year allows listeners to relive the best moments through stories showcasing their importance in understanding our world. What does this mean for you? Well, learning from these trends offers insights into global interests and storytelling techniques. It shows how podcasts build communities and might inspire deeper connections with your audience. So use it as an opportunity to share your culture and reflect on major events, crafting content that speaks to local and global audiences alike. Shoot it, bro. There's a growing interest among Nigerian youth in podcast consumption, driven by increased smartphone usage and a hunger for engaging, relatable content. For creators, podcasts offer a powerful way to express Nigerian culture, share stories, and discuss societal issues. This platform allows them to connect intimately with audiences, fostering a sense of community and sparking important conversations. Now, the entry of streaming platforms like Spotify into the Nigerian market highlights the increasing accessibility of podcasts, making them more readily available to a broader audience. Monetization is still a work in progress locally, but I'm optimistic of the innovative ways creators will seek out funds in 2024.
Hey there, if you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes. Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts. And do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.
I'm pretty sure it's Tech Dilla.
Of course it is. The thoughts in your head to most might be absurd. Don't forget to hit record though. Spread the word, let the world know. Let the story be told of new age warriors and heroes of old. Watch the plans unfold. The suspense, the chill, the pace, the knowance, and most of all the skill. The heart is speaking, for real, I hear them talking. Renewed my subscription, keep the episodes coming. Pure satisfaction, numbers going up and the show's gaining traction. Call to action, suggest you hit the like button. Leave a rating and review, and I'll get back to you. Hope you enjoy the show. I would like to know what you think. Share your thoughts below.